Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much, Mike, for those kind words. It's actually really quite a proud moment to be at this point in the project and be able to talk about it, and actually still to be here at Lincoln, because as a student, I thought I'd graduate and move on and never quite see the end of the funded phase and how we embed this and make it a norm, if you like, within the university. So it's really good to be here to reflect on the work that I've been involved in as a student, but also to talk about how we've taken it forward and taken a slightly different tact. So Philippa very helpfully distinguished between students as partners or producers in their learning and research experience and students as partners in educational change, or as we've termed it, students as producers of their university and the wider experience. And this afternoon, I'm going to very briefly talk about three kind of abstract areas, just to kind of provoke some thoughts and to get you thinking for the rest of the conference, and we'll end on a question. First of all, looking at student as producer within the learning experience and within students' own curriculum. Then looking at, as I say, how we've extended the principles of student as producer and seen students as producers of the wider university, not just of their learning. And my question will be around where next and what the bigger picture is. So as Mike says, I have kind of two hats, one's internal and one's external. And the internal hat will inform the first bit of what I want to say, and the external hat will inform the next. I want to get you thinking first, though. You've been talked at for a while now. Time for you to have a chat. Turn to someone that you don't know. Hopefully there's some people near you who you don't know. That would be more difficult for the University of Lincoln staff. Start off by saying hi. And something that you've learnt about Lincoln today, or if you're from Lincoln, maybe an interesting Lincoln fact, and have a think about what the benefits for students are of the kind of approach we've been talking about. Could you put your hand up if you're able to tweet from where you are? That's enough. We can go with that. If you are able to tweet, could you try and tweet some of your thoughts as well? And I should be able to flip back to the tweet screen. But I'll also get you to share some of those. So just a few minutes introducing yourselves to someone you don't know and having a chat. Apart from Deborah and Jack, who I'm going to pick on in particular as two of our students, if you can come up with some good answers, I'm definitely going to ask you. Thank you. Okay, thank you. If we can bring those conversations to a close and we'll share some thoughts. Okay. This kind of works. So I'm going to pick on some Lincoln colleagues, because they should have the answers to start with, in theory. Dan.
He's just tweeted.
Could you give us a sneak preview as to what your tweet will say, as it's not come up?
Engaged in active learning, possibility in being involved in decision making, new opportunities such as developing new skill sets.
Yep, fantastic. So some no opportunities. Who's got something really good they want to share? Oh, come on, please.
I have.
Yes, please.
I don't think I need this.
I don't think you do either.
I learned something interesting about Lincoln, because I walked up the hill, steep or step or whatever it's called.
Steep hill, yep.
So I learned something about me. A, I survived. That's probably the most important thing. Also, I learned that John O'Gort's wife, her heart is buried here.
You asked us
to say something about that.
No, please, yeah.
And more interesting than that is I know someone who was related to her. So as a result, I'm now challenged with having to try and get a photograph of the tomb, because it's long story.
Okay.
So I know that, and I know about this, that if you're interested, this is now a flag for my session tomorrow, I'm going to try and critique it, because I have some deep concerns about partnership. And some deep worries about what we lose in terms of expertise, in this, and yet I'm not at all critical of it. I've edited a book that Mike was in, and I'm very praiseworthy of it, but it needs critiquing, just as alternatives need critiquing, because you did. Sorry.
Yeah. What's your session called tomorrow?
I'm Richard from Bournemouth.
Richard from Bournemouth.
But if you've got a photograph of that woman, I will pay.
How much?
Oh, okay. Anybody? I saw a hand up here, Sue.
Students working in partnerships with staff to embed confidence with using digital technologies.
Okay, so this is a possibility to embed confidence. I suppose confidence for both staff and students in using those digital technologies. And you're running a session on something similar, are you not?
I didn't like to mention that, but yes.
So this has turned into a plugging session for workshops. And Deborah and Jack, two of our students, I'll talk about what we've done at Lincoln shortly. If you could pass that along, please. These two have been involved in our student advisory board and on quality reviews. And one of them looks very confident. Deborah doesn't need the microphone. Do you want to tell us what the benefits for students are, of student as producer and similar approaches? So similar point to the one Philippa made about getting more from your own learning from being involved. That's really helpful. Thank you very much. We did ask some other students as well. A couple of years ago, when we were getting students involved as kind of champions of the student as producer ethos, we asked them what message they would give to other students around student as producer, and this is what they came up with. And this was really interesting for us in that if you look at what's said carefully, you could critique it and see some differences between what was said there and what we present as student as producer. Because I'm sure Mike will touch on this tomorrow, that Student as producer is nothing new. Actually, it's going back to some quite traditional ideas. Although, to undergraduates who have come into education in the last few years, it is seen as quite radical and quite new because they know nothing different. So it's interesting to see from a student perspective their take on it. So for us, we saw those benefits within for students when they're being partners or producers within the curriculum, within their learning experience. And we thought we had something there that we could extend to inform our approach to student engagement more broadly. And this is similar, I suppose, to what's happening in the rest of the sector. But we base our approach to student engagement on a set of principles. So if you've read any of the documentation around Student as Producer, if you've had a dig around the website, you'll find that there are 8 principles underpinning the notion. 4 of them there: collaboration, discovery mode and evidence-based, technology enhanced and creating the future, and employability. We thought these all made sense actually to use as things that could inform our approach to student engagement more broadly. So what we did, or what the university did, was appoint me to my role. And since then, we've developed a student engagement strategy. Now, it's a sub-plan of the teaching and learning strategy of the university. It runs alongside those institutional plans until 2016. And it sets out a framework or a travel of direction for the whole university. And for example, in this first year, we've started from the position that every area of the university has an impact on the student experience. Schools probably realise this and do something about it. You know, they're teaching students every day. There's a clear link there. So in this first year, we turned our attention to professional support departments and we said, OK, what are you doing about student as producer? What are you doing about student engagement and working with students to improve your input into the student experience? So every professional support department now has their own approach to student engagement. They have a student engagement champion. So I can see one in the room at the back, Faye, for the library. And if you find Faye over coffee, she'll tell you about the great work that's going on in the library to not just listen to students anymore, but to work with them to identify the problems and then, crucially, to develop the solutions. And that's the kind of approach we're seeing spread across the university. And superstars like Faye are now able to work with colleagues in other departments to develop their approach. And we want to roll this out next year to academic schools as well, so that in every school there's someone championing students producing, or students as educational change agents, I think, to relate it back to the terminology already used. And this is very much building on, but distinct to, students as partners or producers within the curriculum. We think it's been made possible by the culture. Now, it happens everywhere else, or certainly it happens in many other institutions. With my QAA reviewer hat on, I go and I see other institutions doing student engagement or doing student representation or listening to the student voice somehow. But here it's about a culture, about an ethos, and we think that's what's taken it further. It's opened staff's imagination, staff's appetite to work with students, because at the end of the day, we're working in universities. You would think that we're here because we enjoy working with students and helping people grow. And we've seen that staff in, for example, our HR department that don't normally talk to students are now working with students. Jack, for example, is on a number of staff interview panels at the minute, and he's working with colleagues in HR who are helping him develop his own skill sets, but it's helping them develop as well as coaches and mentors. So that's a brief snapshot of how we've kind of embedded a culture and extended the principles of student as producer. And it is just a brief snapshot. There's more information online, but I'm around for the whole conference, and colleagues are too from Lincoln who can tell you more about this. So please talk to us. But what I wanted to do was to question where next. So student as producer rejects the consumerist rhetoric and policy that's out there. It aims for individuality between students in spite of a mass HE sector. We think it goes beyond the current expectation in the quality code, and as someone who was on the group that helped write that expectation, I'm quite happy to say that. I think that sets the bar too low, but the alternative providers in the sector are having to catch up, and that's a sector-wide expectation. We had our QAA review recently. This area of work was recognised as good practice, and Lincoln received a commended judgment for the enhancement of learning opportunities. And in particular, looking out there, I think in Wales and Scotland, there's some particularly interesting work going on that chimes with this more than in the rest of England. So I want to pose a question to you to leave with you for the rest of today and for tomorrow. The work that we're doing here, the fantastic work that's going on in institutions like Exeter, like Birmingham City, the work that's going on in the HEA with QAA, is there potential to pull that together into a policy direction or some narrative that's expected of all institutions in the UK? Now, I'm not necessarily arguing for that. There are all sorts of challenges that come with that. Do we want a sector that does this in a homogeneous way? But I think it's worth at least having the debate. This is becoming, as it was said, mainstream. Are there certain expectations that we should have of all institutions around this work? And that's where I'm going to leave it, with a question. I'm not going to give you the answer. There's no time for questions now, I don't think, but out there over coffee or over dinner tonight, happy to take any questions. Thank you very much.